And that music means it's time for Off the Bookshelf on Gospel 1230, a program where we meet Christian authors and talk about their books. Today's guest is a return guest and a local author, Linda Ann Lewis. The book, Golden Memories, A Timeless Story of First Love and Enduring Friendship. Linda, welcome back to the studios here and Off the Bookshelf.
Thanks, Greg, for having me again. I'm so excited and surprised to be here.
Yeah, we booked this kind of late because I found out earlier this week that there's an event we're going to tell you about tomorrow where you can meet Linda as well. But the book is called Golden Memories. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself so they know who you are.
Yes, I am a first-time author. I'm a retired office manager. I retired about 5 years ago, and my husband Bill and I have been married and lived near Columbiaville for over 46 years now. We have two adult children, two grandchildren, and my interests. I've had other jobs over the years and stayed home to raise my children, and I've had interests beyond that, the serving in my church with teens and children's ministries, been involved in pro-life organizations. And at one time, I had a Christian puppet ministry called the Good News Puppeteers, which was a whole bunch of fun. But recent years, I've had time spent with my parents as they got elderly and ill. And then they did, the last years of their lives, I spent a lot of time with them, caring for them. So that's what I've been doing and writing this book and getting out to get it out to people so I can share it.
Before we talk specifically about what this book is about and what it's like, tell us a little bit about the process of becoming an author, because for people like me that have never published a book, it's somewhat of a mystery. And sometimes we have the impression that you write this manuscript, you put this book together, and then all you have to do is post it on Facebook that you've got a book, and the publishers come to your front door, and they hand you a bag full of money, and you're a successful author. Does that describe the process?
That's the fantasy. But the reality is, for different people, it's different ways. My book that I wrote didn't initially start out to be a book. It was my great-grandmother's journals. She wrote three journals, and they were within the family. We read them. And I thought about just typing them up, copying the pictures, making it for the family. And one day my husband said to me, there's a book there. And that put that idea in my head, how could this be a book? And so during that process, I read a portion of my great-grandmother's journal. She wrote these in the 1920s. And she wrote one item in it, or one line, and it said, backward, turn backward, O time in your flight. Make me a girl again just for tonight. And in my imagination, I could see you turning the page from that line and stepping back in time. And those are the chapters that I wrote about her as a girl in the 1880s living on a farm in Vassar, Michigan. So that process started that idea in my mind. And then I went from that to how do I do this? And I had no clue how to do this. I knew you could self-publish. But there's many steps to that, too. So I did a lot of research. And I did a lot of research for my book to get that historically correct and ancestry information. But I also did a lot of research on how to publish a book, how to write a book, what are the steps. And I was overwhelmed with all the choices and information. And so I actually bought other books and read books while I was writing my book, to just inform myself and give myself enough information and help to make the process work.
Very interesting. One of the things that she showed me a few minutes ago is her checklist, which is quite extensive, and it was kind of nice to see behind the curtain and see what it's like for an author, that all these steps that you go through. One of the things I commended you on when you were here the other day is the cover of this book, because I think covers are so important, and I showed you one that I really dislike, and yes, I will not interview that author because the cover is so off-putting. This is a beautiful book. Tell us a little bit about that process.
About the cover?
Yes.
Well, contrary to the saying, you actually can tell a book by its cover. In fact, you need to be able to tell a book by its cover. And what I learned through my research also, and just basic information about it, is that you have about 3 seconds from a time someone looks at your book cover to cause interest and be able to have them turn it over to read the back or to have interest to open it up. So that first image, that first emotional response, really, to your cover is important. So I did more research on that and actually searched hundreds of images online. You can purchase images, background, and so I literally searched, I can't tell you the hours that I searched to find the perfect, what I thought, relayed an image of the story and an idea of what you might find in the story.
Mm. Well, it's beautiful, and it's a young lady in clothes that you would see. I instantly think of like Little House on the Prairie, a little fancier than that, holding a picnic basket, looking down a two-lane road. It's a beautiful book, and it works. It does pique your interest as well. We're talking to Linda Ann Lewis, and the book is called Golden Memories, a timeless story of first love and enduring friendship. Let's talk a little bit about the content. You mentioned that this came from your grandmother's journal, who grew up on a farm in Vassar, Michigan, right down the road from us. And if you want to know where that is, if you're listening outside of our listening area and aren't familiar with Mid-Michigan, it is a local town right up the road from our studios. But tell us about the content of the book and the material that you used to put this beautiful book together.
Okay. As I said, it was my great-grandmother that lived in Vassar. And at the time she wrote these journals, she lived in Millington. And she had just found out that her lifelong friend, and I believe her first love, Graf, had just lost his wife in a tragic accident. So that is the basis of the story of him coming back into her life and her family's life, a visit from him. And she decides at that time, she and her husband and her family are going to do things to help him get back to a happy life. They know he's had many griefs through his life and tragedies. And so they want to bring him back with pleasant memories. So they go on trips, they have picnics, he visits them, but she records all this and she takes pictures and she hand copies an exact duplicate of these journals to present to him as a gift and to basically say, here's some pleasant memories, here's some happy times, never forget these golden memories.
Mm. Very interesting. Tell us a little bit, because this is, among other things, besides a family journal and a human story, it's also a historical document, if I can use that word, not to make it sound boring, because it's very, very interesting. But how was life different for your great-grandmother back in the day living here in this area?
Well, you hit on it when you said Little House on the Prairie, because back in the 1880s, when she was growing up on a farm, everything was... there was no electricity, and so she, you know, her main thing that I picked from her journals as a girl was she was the person that went and got the water for the family. Several times a day she would go to the stream at the spring and gather water for her family. Summer, winter, didn't matter. So it just, I tried to visualize what that would be like. That part of the story is what I created through research and just imagination and tying it into her family life and then transferring that. So every other chapter in this book is the 1920s that my great-grandmother wrote in the journals, and then the next chapter is looking back to the 1880s to her as a girl growing up next to Graf on the farm as true friends, lifelong friends, and first love.
Mm. Very interesting. Just to remind you, if you joined us late, we're talking to Linda Ann Lewis. The book Golden Memories, a timeless story of first love and enduring friendship. And it is absolutely fascinating. It's set in Millington, and her great-grandmother lived in the Vassar area. And let me ask you this question, because one of the things that makes this so interesting, and back when I was in college, I had a debate with one of my colleagues about whether or not a true historical document includes pictures and illustrations. You chose to do that, which I think is a great asset to it. A great asset to the book. Tell us a little bit about the photographs you included.
Most of the photographs are the copies of the pictures in her journal that she took with the old Kodak camera. anything they did. They took a picture of them having a picnic or standing by the house. But some I added to add interest to it. But there are over 100 pictures in this book that kind of carries it along, gives historical reference, and shows my great-grandmother is in her 40s. It's just interesting to see what they wore, what things they did. They went to the movies, silent films, by the way, and picnics, and just a lot of everyday things, but in the interest of carrying the story along, looking back to her as a child, teenager growing up in the 1880s.
Yeah, one of the things that's interesting to me, were you able to include this? Does she talk about at all in her journal food? Because a lot of us really like food.
You know she did. I get comments from people who have read the book. We just laugh about it because she recorded all these meals, specifically what they ate, delicious meals. And I can't believe how much they ate at meals. Even on their picnics, they took all kinds of food. But yes, they did a lot more work fixing their food, too, than I do today. So that's also interesting.
Yeah, you could take a microwave back with you, but you'd have no place to plug it in. So very interesting. Let me ask you this. Is there an arc to this book? Is there a story arc as you go through the years?
Yes, I believe that's what I was trying to create was the story from her as a girl and blend it with the one that she told later and try to answer the questions. Because when I first read her journals, there was a mystery there. There was a question of what happened to the relationship between Ethel and Graf is what I believe were in love, but they didn't end up marrying each other. So that was, I had to solve that mystery in the way that I believe it happened. And I must tell you that since I wrote this book, I've had contact with Graf's descendants who found this book by chance, let's say. I don't believe that. And they are thrilled because they never knew this part of his life. They never saw these pictures. And so they've been really supportive, and I'm trying to keep contact with them. So it is not just the people that have said, oh, I liked your book, and this was interesting about the food or whatever, but it's also made connections with my extended family, cousins and relations that I haven't had contact with that also are related to my great-grandmother. That's been really exciting for me and blessing, because when the basis and the push behind this book at the end was to finish it before my mother passed away. And I'd like to relate a story that really connects with me. Before my parents died, I had a chance to sit down with them. My manuscript was written, and it was in the process of being published and accepted. But I knew it wouldn't be published before they died. So at one time, I went to visit them, and they were in a situation where they were being cared for, but they were independent. And I knew that there would be phone calls and people coming in constantly, visitors. But I pulled up a chair in front of them sitting on the couch, and I had my information about the book, and I shared it with them. And I sat there, and I showed my mother the dedication to her, and she read that, and my dad, and I read some parts of the book to them. And they had questions, and we talked. We talked and had that time for an hour. That hour, to me, was definitely God ordained. He blessed that hour, and there was no interruptions. And it was, for me, it was helpful to, when it was done, I knew that I was at peace with this, that even though they weren't going to be there when I published the book, they were as much a part of it and knew that it was going to happen. 2 weeks later, my mother passed away. And that was the time when I knew she would still be able to understand what I was saying. And then 4 months after that, my dad passed. So that was so special and such a blessing at that time to be able to share most of what the important parts of this book and to know that it was going to be carried on.
That's precious. Thank you for sharing that. Linda Ann Lewis is her name. The book is called Golden Memories. And I know you want to do this. You did it last time, and you mentioned it to me a few minutes ago before we were on the air. tell people out there, especially for a generation, even like me, all my pictures are on my phone. You know, I have stacks of photo albums from 30 years ago, but I have very few printed pictures of my children. Tell people out there who are listening why it's so important to preserve your memories.
Well, for me, it is, my book's important because it preserves that part of that life. But as far as creating your family history and preserving that, everyone can do that by talking to elderly members of your family and getting those stories that will be lost when they're gone. And they'll have plenty of, you know, pictures and like that too. But being able to keep that for your family and the next generation is really important. And you don't have to feel like I did, that you have to write a book about it. You can just gather those, and you may have a family historian that does this already and just keep in contact, and is such a blessing to be able to preserve all those things. And I hope that people will do that.
Very cool. What kind of response have you gotten to the book since it's gotten out? You've hinted at it as we've been talking, but what kind of feedback are you getting from your readers?
Real positive. I'm really happy about that, and I just am happy to share it. There's so much in there of my own feelings and my mother's that I am just happy to share it. And I will tell you that I just found out this week, and I couldn't hardly believe this, that someone in Austria bought my book and contacted me.
Wow, that's awesome.
So they must have got on the internet. I haven't had a chance to have a conversation, but I know that that's happened. So I'm just amazed by that and real happy about the feedback. Lots of people have said they like the book, so I'm pleased, and especially the family connections that I've made through it.
Very, very cool. Now, you can meet Linda tomorrow. There's a big event going on, and this is the third annual, I think, event. Tell us a little bit about that and how our folks can meet you and get a signed copy of your book.
Right. I'll have a booth at the, it was called Vintage on Folsom Farm. It's in Otter Lake. It's on 3986 Otter Lake Road, and it's tomorrow, Saturday, August 4th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's 30 other vendors there. They'll have a lot of neat things, too, but that's where you can meet me. It's free admission and $2 for parking, but it's going to be a really cool event. The promoters of it are so excited about people coming, and it's way out in the country, but apparently they have a lot of people show up. So,
well, I checked it out on Google Maps, and the easiest way to get there is to go up 15 through Otisville. You get to Otter Lake Road, head east, go through Otter Lake, and then the farm will be right down there on east of Otter Lake.
Right.
So it's not too, it doesn't sound like it's too hard to find.
No, it isn't. And coming from Lapeer is also easy.
Right.
If people are hearing this that don't live in the area, they can go on their website, Vintage on Folsom Farm on Facebook, or you can go to my website, goldenmemoriesbook.com, under events. You can find that there too. And you can find out more information about my book on my website also.
Give us that website one more time.
Okay, it's goldenmemoriesbook.com.
Awesome. Linda, thanks for coming in today. Again, doing this on short notice, but it's really, really great. You can meet her Vintage on Folsom Farm. It's tomorrow, east of Otter Lake on the farm out there, and she's going to be there from 10 to 4. You can talk to her about it, maybe get some more ideas about how you can preserve family memories, and of course, I'll pick up a signed copy of Golden Memories as well. It's a timeless story of first love and enduring friendship. Linda, thanks for joining us today, and God bless you. I hope tomorrow is sunny and dry, and you have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. The book is very easy to find, goldenmemoriesbook.com. Goldenmemoriesbook.com is the website. It's called Golden Memories, and her name is Linda Ann Lewis. And boy, oh boy, I really have enjoyed having her in here today. And again, that event tomorrow, Vintage on Folsom Farm, east of Otter Lake, 3986 Otter Lake Road. And there's going to be food trucks and vendors and a coffee bar. It's going to be great. If you want more information about this, maybe you're driving and you didn't get all that down, give me a call at 810-667-1230. 667-1230 is the number to call, and I'll be happy to share this information with you. Linda Lewis, the book Golden Memories. Thanks again for joining us today on Off the Bookshelf.